Well, welcome to the Friday edition of your Rush Hour. We are live in the studio, the 13th floor here on Dole Franklin Street.
Why are we in here?
Well, because we've got some sort of client event after the show.
That we didn't know about.
We need to attend to support our sales team, which do a marvellous job. Hello, everybody. Hope you had a lovely Friday. What about that? Good afternoon, Greg Blewett.
G'day, AJ.
Good afternoon, Bernie Vince.
AJ. Hello.
All right.
Jazz.
And g'day, Emma G. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Jazz.
And hello to our clan. AJ. There's text messages. There's phone calls. We're here till 5:30. And the big game tonight, Brisbane take on Melbourne Football Club.
Bring it.
I'm going the Brisbane Lions.
I'm going the D's.
Lions for me. Football.
We're going to catch up with one of the greats, Neil Barm. We're going to have a chat to Barmy, my first coach at the Norwood Football Club back in 1990.
Mm. What a career in football.
It's staggering. Oh.
How many premierships does that mean being involved in?
Keep going.
12? 10? 12?
Sheepers.
I didn't start.
You didn't give him the number.
Keep going when I haven't started.
Look, he's done a lot. He's done a lot of head of football. He's won six. He's done six as head of football.
Going.
He's won two as a player at the Richmond Football Club back in the VFL.
See, now's when you say keep going.
Two as a senior coach at the Norwood Football Club.
Keep going.
The Mighty Redlegs. But he's got a book called, Neil Barm, The Tale of Two Men.
And he coached you.
Yes, he did.
So I'm going to ask him about how all that happened, actually.
Surely there's a chapter on you.
Showdown 52. Showdown 52. And there's grenades going everywhere
on?
From
there
West Lakes to Alberton.
Smoke? Bombs?
It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
Entitlement.
But we'll discuss that.
It says some low blows.
Ooh, is there really?
Thrown around.
Oh, we'll preview
Nixie's
that.
Responded. Okay. We'll play what he said.
And so is Kenny Hinckley, the senior coach, but we'll preview that.
I've heard he's had a few demands, Greg.
Oh, he's just had his own presser.
Nice.
First time
what?
Ever.
What?
Nice.
Didn't want to do
and
it.
And North Melbourne fans are doing cartwheels with
well,
the
they
announcement
deserve
of their
this.
Senior coach.
They deserve this. Let's
They're
be honest.
Doing
if they
cartwheels.
Missed out on Clarkson that late in the piece when we all thought that he was going to sign there Thursday or Friday, they would have been, we were talking about how unlucky they were. They deserve this, North Melbourne.
It's a good story.
And well done, Clarko, and good luck to North Melbourne moving forward.
Next 5 years.
I hope Essendon are bottom for the next 10 years.
So
I'll
repeat discuss that very shortly. Well, finally come out and made the announcement, Clarko to the North Melbourne Football Club. So we thought it was going to be today, and obviously he's made that decision, and he was very emotional too, Clarko. About why he signed with the North Melbourne Football Club. Mm. So, joyous scenes around Arden Street and great for football. And hopefully they can leave Ben Rutten alone the way that he's been treated.
Where does it leave him? Where does it leave Essendon and that relationship with their coach?
We'll find out Monday morning, I would imagine, regarding Ben Rutten, because he's going to obviously catch up with his football club on Sunday after their last game. But anyway, great news. Great for football that Clarko's back, gentlemen. But here he is talking about it's pointless talking about silverware starting off with the North Melbourne Footy Club in his journey.
If I didn't think I could come in here and make a difference and help this club get on the path to silverware, then it was pointless coming back to do the job.
It is, isn't it? Mm. How long do you reckon, Ben?
Oh, it'll take a while, but as we said, their spine, very good, Juz.
You like the spine, don't you?
Oh, I do, yeah. Well, you look at any team's top five or six players, and they are quality North Melbourne's top five or six. Their problem is drops right off, and some of their recruiting's been poor, but they've been in a position where they've had to take best available. So now with Clarko there, I feel like that turns a bit because people want to be coached by Clarko.
I was going to straight away destination club.
People want to go to, and they've got a bit of cap space, so there's a couple little carrots there. I reckon their off-season might be a little bit better in terms of trading and getting players in than what people think with Clarko at the helm. Same, very similar situation with Paul Roos at Melbourne when he went there.
Absolutely.
Got some good players in purely off the back of Paul Roos being appointed.
He speaks about North Melbourne. We're with him at his darkest time when he was coming through the juniors.
When I was going through a tough time in my life, I'd lost my brother in a car accident and I really needed some direction in my life. I was so fortunate that Greg Miller has approached me to come to this club and play. My first coaches, I couldn't have been blessed with better coaches in Dennis Pagan as the under-19s coach and John Kennedy Senior as our senior coach. And those three gentlemen, Ron Joseph, together with my wife, they were so pivotal to me at that stage of my life.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either.
No, that's news to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, you remember those things at times, the tough times. You remember people that got around you and supported you in those tough times. So he certainly hadn't forgotten. And that's a long time ago.
Wasn't it? Clarko is now able to pay back the North Melbourne Football Club. Here's what he had to say.
When it comes time to make decisions as pivotal as this one, you think back to the moments in your life where you really needed some support. This club gave it to me. And perhaps the shoe is on the other foot right now where this club needs some support and some help. And that was pivotal in us making a decision to come back and help the club and help get itself back on track again.
5 years, 1.1 a year, mil.
So it's nowhere near that 1.6 that they were talking.
No.
Which is good from Clarko.
There'll be bonuses
too.
In there, Byrne, but the membership's going to go through the roof for 2023 for the Kangaroos.
If you're a North Melbourne supporter that was hanging on the, well, sitting on the edge, so to speak, I think they're jumping straight back on.
Who's North Melbourne's arch rival when they play against? Who's their real fierce rival? I don't know, but what I'm saying, round one next year, Marvel Stadium or Etihad Stadium, lock that in.
Yeah.
North Melbourne v Hawthorn.
The only one I was thinking was maybe Hawthorn.
There you go. His old club.
But it's gone berserk on social media. You're talking about the supporters and like some high-profile supporters like Ricky Ponting and Corey McKernan, and they're
even
all over.
Brayshaw
they are just ecstatic.
Duck Carey. They're all pumped. They're all pumped. Even
so am I.
It'll strengthen. I'm pumped for football. I love seeing teams. I love football. So we love seeing teams that have been down for a long time. Not that this doesn't guarantee them to shoot up, by the way.
No.
But having someone like that in charge, you know they're going to be doing the right things, you know, in terms of training and setting up the footy club. He's bringing his whole team in. I just think it's a great thing in footy, and it's good to see because you don't see that too often with teams that have battled for a long time.
Your mate Todd Viney, does that mean he'll be going to the North Melbourne Football Club?
He sounded him out, so he's a great football person, Todd Viney, but I haven't heard.
There'll be changes off field too.
That was a footy director style, Neil Baum style. We're speaking to him.
We'll
soon.
Speak to him very shortly.
I think he'll probably do it.
Hey, you've spoken about Essendon, and Clarkson said it was just too late, that run. So they have made a complete balls up, haven't they?
Absolutely butchered it.
They've thrown Rutton under the bus because they thought they were going to get
he's a good person.
Clarkson, and they didn't. They missed their man.
Chuck's a too nice a person. He's one of the great men. I've played a lot of footy with him.
Yeah.
Great person, a very nice person. I reckon he's been too nice during this period. I would have turned it up a bit earlier. He's still saying, I'm going to coach here. I'm going to coach next year.
He can't stay.
You don't think he can stay? No, he's contracted.
I know he's contracted.
He needs to come out. He doesn't need to because he's got to do all the right things. I get all that. That if he's going to be not coach next year, he's got to say the right things so he gets a payout or whatever.
That's right.
But I'm turning up my heels on the way out, and I'm kicking every door down on the way out.
Beautiful.
He was a champion at the Tigers.
Kicks him at the big ones. Looks a bit better. Up goes Baum. And Baum is marked. Still drives the ball forward looking for Baum. Baum's up in front.
And at the Redlegs, he coached some absolute stars. And Andrew Jarman.
Neil Baum, his most brilliant coup, has got the legs up from obscurity to run out winners in 1984.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Neil Baum.
Good afternoon, Barmy. Welcome to the rush hour.
Thanks, guys.
Jeez, they clipped me.
It was cruel, wasn't it?
Barmy, you and I got a great relationship. Came to the club in 1990.
We have. No, we certainly have. Jeez. It was lovely.
I know I probably didn't turn up in good shape.
Did you have to catch up at a... Is that true? You had to catch up at a secret location, Barmy, with Jars? Because he's such a high-profile figure. That's what he was telling me. Because people would have noticed.
Oh, they would have noticed, I can assure you. If they saw it, the two of us together, they'd say, something shifty's going on.
Hey, brilliant. Barmy, well done on the book. I mean, there's so much in there from player to coach to administrator. And, of course, Dusty Martin's been a big part of that and, you know, to and from New Zealand. So, and that's in the book as well.
Oh, look, I mean, if, you know, the book's the book's the book, but it's... because I've been lucky enough to be involved in footy for 50 years, there's so many beautiful stories and lessons and that in there. But I think I've said it before a couple of times, that when I had to get Anson Cameron to talk to Brendan Gale, I apologised. Oh, it's all about me. He said, look, don't apologise. He said, the truth is you've been in footy for 50 years and it'd be irresponsible not to write it. And that put it in really good perspective when you think about it, because it's, I have survived for a bloody long time.
No, you've been very good. I feel like you're someone, when I speak to people that have been involved with you, they love you. I feel like you just got footy, and you got that it was about not only the player, but the relationships of the family. And Bluey just spoke about Dusty. You went over and saw his father. There's a good part of the book talking about getting Tom Lynch from the Gold Coast, saying it's not all about the money, mate, but you sold what the club is about and what you could potentially do and did do.
Well, no, I'm probably lucky that by nature I actually do take other people into account. You know, some people are a bit more driven or a bit more personally driven. I've always cared about other people a fair bit, and that's probably come through, and that's why I always look at it from that point of view. And footy, we know footy, all footy is, and cricket not dissimilar either, it's just about the people you've got. It's not about anything else. Mm. And the more you work together, the better off you'll be, and you'll get a better outcome, et cetera, et cetera, and you'll be a better player for it. So fortunately, I always got that part of it, I think.
Hey, Barmy, tell us about your first wedding, and you had to keep it a secret because you got death threats.
Barmy.
After the 73 grand final. Tell us about that.
Who'd you knock out?
Well, funnily enough, I've just been to I had to do a lunch down Fitzroy Way, and Percy Jones and a few other people were there. I don't think the Carlton people were in love with me at that stage.
So we
had to be a bit careful, and it was a bit easier in those days. Well, in today's life, you'd get stabbed and killed and blown up. That happens everywhere. But that's what we were a touch concerned about, so we did have to keep it a little bit quiet.
Hey, as a coach, did you think, I get this sense that you may have been a touch ahead of your time. You're a modern-day coach that coached a while ago. Do you get that feeling?
There's a little bit of that, but I think it's as much as anything else that I wasn't quite, when I look at it and I'm really critical of myself, I didn't quite drive the players as much as the mad coaches do. I didn't have that in me. I was a bit too reasonable, I think. But I think I got the game. I think I figured that out. I think I was ahead of the time a little bit in terms of encouraging people to understand what their job was rather than just be told what to do. Mm. But I probably didn't drive them quite hard enough to be as good as I could be. But fortunately, I was lucky enough to get some work in administration, which is a bit more reasonable and suited my nature, I think.
Barmy, there's some great stories in the book. Just explain the story regarding Eddie Maguire, because obviously you were head of football at Collingwood. He wanted to sack Dane Swan in the 2004.
Jeez, that would have been huge.
After a bit of a brawl in the Federation Square. What happened with you and Eddie?
Oh, well, Ed says in the book that he wasn't really going to sack him. He was just trying to get him to behave better. But Mark Kleiman and I both think they were going to sack him. Don't worry about that. All that happened was that there was a bit of a function in Fed Square, and one of Dane's mates was picked on by someone else, and he tried to help.
Yeah.
And he got into strife for that. And we as a club wanted to say, well, you don't behave that way. And
yeah.
I'd worked through it with Dane, and all he'd done is try and stick up for his mate. And I thought, this is ridiculous. So I stood on, sucked him a guns and hung in there. And it's the best thing that's ever happened to Collingwood. He's been a wonderful player for them for a long time. But I mean, Eddie says that he didn't really want to sack him, but I think they did. Yeah. I really do think they did.
Hey, you've got the golden touch, the Midas touch, whatever you want to call it. Wherever you go, it seems like success follows you. How close were you, and it was big in the media at the time, how close were you to coming to the Adelaide Footy Club last year when we were reading about it?
Oh, no, I took it very seriously. It was quite humbling being asked. I was really felt happy about it, and we took it seriously. And it was really, in a lot of ways, I didn't particularly need to leave Richmond or they didn't want me to go, but it was a good offer. We still, Carmel and I particularly, we love Adelaide. We really feel as though we belong there in lots of ways. So we took it very seriously. But as it turned out, I had this crazy bloody brain seizure stuff, and my medicos told me that I shouldn't take anything on that has more anxiety in it because they don't know how I'll deal with it. And that's what made the decision. I thought, yeah, I better not do it. I'll just stay where I am. So I it sounds like I'm saying one thing and meaning another, but I did take it very seriously, and I was really quite humbled by it. And we weren't far away from doing it. I can tell you, I think I've done the right thing to stay at the Tigers, but I reckon I would have helped with Adelaide if I'd have gone there.
Yeah, there were some very disappointed people that he didn't come to the footy club.
I was at the airport waiting for him to pick him up.
You're going to pick him up. He could stay with you, Jazz. Yeah. Obviously, a good relationship there. How is the health, mate? Because obviously you went through that tough time. How's it now, and how are you dealing with it?
No, I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm not absolutely sure what the whole brain seizure stuff is, but I'm good. I'm on some medication for it, but I've lost... I'm, I, 95.5 kilos. I'm playing weight.
Jeez,
and I don't know how. I think my feeling is that I've had a metabolic change and I don't eat as much and all the fat's gone and all that sort of stuff. So I'm in fantastic shape. And my doctor, all he said was, you've got to get all the tests to see whether you've got cancer or something, because normally when you lose that weight, you're about to die. But, so, no, I'm in really good shape, feeling terrific. So I get a little bit of a lack of memory sometimes, but a very, 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 very mild. So, no, I'm in pretty good shape. Really good, actually. And I'm 70 years old. Can you believe
it? Get out.
I've never got to 70.
Jeez. Oh, well, time flies. But, mate, really appreciate you sharing your great memories, and the book's going to be a fantastic read. Take care, mate, and all the best for September.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks, guys.
There he is. Neil, A Tale of Two Men, Balm. The book's out in your bookstores. A great man and a wonderful
great
coach, too.
Person.
He was so calm.
Yeah.
I never saw him get mad.
I would have loved to have been coached by him.
Well, I was coached by him.
Mm. Did you love it?
I did love it.
Yeah.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
G'day, Mickey from Goodwood.
Yeah, mate.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Took a long.
Just yourself? Shortening all my words up today.
Just today?
Who's your AFL club, Mickey boy?
I'll put Adelaide.
Oh, all right.
Goodwood.
Could you, Mickey?
Good.
Are you a chance to beat the Crows on Saturday night in the big showdown? And there's been a lot of barbs coming from both camps.
Oh, pretty big chance, I would have thought.
Mm. You're not confident, Mickey?
I'm always confident.
All right.
Well, they're favourites, Port.
Are they favourites? They are favourites.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, okay. Right,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm only just asking a question. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Say pass if you don't know. We'll come back to it, Mickey, okay? And I'll always take your first answer, okay, mate?
From Goodwood.
All the best, Mick. Let's go, Greg.
All right,
and let's
good
go,
luck,
Emma.
Okay.
Good luck, thanks.
How many seasons has Alistair Clarkson committed to coaching North Melbourne?
Five.
Which players kicked the most goals in showdown history?
Five.
In basketball, how many players from one team are allowed on the court at one time?
Five.
Patrick Dangerfield left the Adelaide Crows at the end of which season?
Five.
Who is the chairman of the Australian Rugby League Commission?
Bit of Landy.
Neil Balm coached which SNFL team to two premierships?
Laugh.
True or false? Live pigeon shooting was once an Olympic sport.
True.
In what year did Essendon last play a final?
Laugh.
Which team are the reigning champions of the Men's Big Bash League?
Stars.
Who was the last Port player to win a showdown medal?
Ten seconds.
Hello?
Mick.
He hung up. He just hung up.
Ooh.
Mick.
Oh,
he wanted
he
it from Goodwood.
Him.
He knew he was in strife. Oh. So how many passes?
He can't just give up.
So hang on. So I'll go through my questions.
Yeah, they're all
I
yours.
2, 4, 6, 8 and 10. 2, 4, 6, 8 were passed and 10 he hung up.
Is he there, G?
No, he's not.
He's gone.
We're trying to ring him back, but he's not.
He's Port Adelaide man.
He gave up.
Done a runner.
I mean, just for having a go, we always have a prize.
Give him the prize.
No, I'll take the prize. He says he missed out.
No, give him the prize, G.
Double pass to Wallabies v South Africa. Oh, historic rugby doubleheader, Adelaide 27 at Adelaide.
He just got out.
August 27 at Adelaide Oval. Tickets on sale now at Ticketek.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's
might have kicked
he
might have dropped out.
Nah, he's got out.
And look,
it was getting too hot in the kitchen for him.
Well, I thought it might have gone off tonight.
That's never happened before.
No, but I like it.
The pressure got to him.
I like it. If you can't win, get out.
Number two, Burnt.
Hang on, you want to know how many he got?
Oh, yeah, okay, G.
Not many.
One, two, three, four. Correct.
All of yours,
Blue. We've had worse.
You got all of yours.
Yeah.
All right. Number
none
two,
of mine.
Burnt.
Zero of mine.
Number two, Burnt.
Two, Taylor Walker. Most goals in showdown history.
Mm. Four.
Four, 2015, Patrick Dangerfield left the Adelaide Crows.
Six, please, Burn.
Six, Neil Balm coached Nord to two premierships.
Eight, please, Burn.
Essendon last played a final last year, 2021, lost to the Dogs.
Number nine, Greg.
The Perth Scorchers won last year's Big Bash.
Good boy. And number 10, Burn.
Alir Alir.
There
was
you
the
go.
Last Port player to win a showdown. And question five, who is the chairman of the Australian Rugby League Commission?
Yes.
Peter Blandys.
Yeah.
If you're a CEO or chairman of a sporting organisation, you should probably be able to say the name of that organisation.
Right. Yes.
Here is a montage of Peter Blandys trying to say rugby league.
A tradition of rugby league.
I believe rugby league provides an enormous economic stimulus. It's a $17 billion economic stimulus. So the government will assess what economic stimulus rugby league has, ask them to consider the social benefits of rugby league. And Australia without rugby league is not Australia. Rugby league has been a fabric of our society for hundreds of years. A tradition of rugby league. I believe rugby league provides an enormous economic stimulus. It's a $17 billion economic stimulus.
He shortens his words like you do, Jazz.
Thank you,
Jim.
Cricker.
Greg, you say it, go on.
Cricker.
No, rugby.
Rugby.
Yeah. He's a very smart operator.
Yeah.
I know we're laughing about he's a very good operator.
Yeah. He'll come for me after that.
You reckon he'll come?
Yeah.
Say it,
he knows with rugby league. You know that song there? Does that say rock the dance floor?
Or rock the Casbah.
I always go rock the dance floor. I just heard him say something that sounded not like dance floor. Rock the Casbah.
I don't know what the Casbah is, but...
Oh, well...
Casino bar? Mm. I don't know.
Did you know that, Jazz? You're good with your words?
No, I was just reading Neil Barm's book.
Thought you were good with the contestant with the Torp over the Torrens too, Jazz.
Good questions.
Emma G said short and sharp.
Right. Your insight was
short and sharp, and you guys can handle that.
Did you learn anything in the Barmy book?
Yeah, actually about when he coached North Footy Club.
Very interesting. Straight to Jazz.
No, I'm not in there anyway.
We caught up with Neil Barm earlier. If you missed that chat, you can catch up on the listener.
I was just about to say that.
Good stuff, G. Hey, Darren Lehman was on Roo, Dits and Laws this morning. Yep. So he was the big boofer. So Roo rang me this morning just to sort of see what Boof is up to, you know, anything happened from last weekend, all that sort of stuff. And then the end of the phone call, he said to me, he goes, hey, he was just sort of prodding around car parking fines. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We've got car parks.
Don't know anything about
We've all got car parks, right? Some have got better than others. But then he mentioned something about fines. Like, how are we getting fines? And someone had, there's not a snitch amongst us, is there, I would hope. So fill us in. What are you talking about, mate?
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
We've got car parks, yes?
Yes, we have, correct. Next door.
Yes. And so the Brekkie crew have got their parks, and then they've got to be out of there
until
by a certain
12,
time.
Yes.
Midday. And then you guys replace them.
So I share my park with Roo, and Bern shares his park with Dits.
Right.
Now the
Who
boys,
does Loz share with?
You.
You.
Well, I haven't got one.
But you told us you're going to get another one.
You've been hassling around for one.
But where's this going about the car parking fine? So Roo had a bit of a sook.
Roo and Dits got a fine.
Yes, they did.
The other day.
Yes, they did.
So how did they get a fine?
Well, apparently someone rang through to Auto Park.
No.
Into the office there, and they reported a couple of cars that were in some car parks that weren't meant to be.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
You got no idea?
No. Nah. I don't.
What are you laughing at?
Hey?
What are you laughing at?
Yeah.
I rang him.
What did you say?
Hey?
What did you say?
There's two chunkheads parking in Bernie's and my car parks. I want someone to come down and issue a fine to these respective individuals who are doing the 1997 AFL Grand Final replay call.
Yeah.
And Roo was upstairs here drinking with my brother and Tyson Edwards. It's paid no respect to you and I.
No, that's
true.
They
meant to be out at midday. This was at 2 o'clock, so I rang the number.
And what did you say? Can you give me a
fine? I want these cars. Yeah, and
fined.
Chap came down, fined the two vehicles for $27 a pop. And then Roo had the audacity to call me to have a crack at me.
Oh, so he did
about,
ring
do you know anything about it? And I said, no, I don't. Oh. Well, yes, you do, because Dits rang head office, and the guy at head office told Dits, Andrew Drummond rang us to tell us about your two vehicles.
I can't believe you did that.
Oh, it's been a great build-up to Showdown 52. Great build-up. Port Adelaide senior coach asking for his own press conference. You've got Matty Nix calling Port Adelaide Port Power. No, we'll go through that. I'm just building it up for you. Calling him Port Power. So he's throwing another dagger.
You're not allowed to call him that,
are you? You're not allowed to call him that. I'm telling you right now. Here is a bit of the... well, let's just go reflect on the week that has been regarding Showdown with Tommy Jonas, with Ollie Wines throwing grenades and grenades Kenny. Coming back. Have a listen to this.
I hate them and we hate them as a footy club. That rivalry is still there. Unacceptable it was.
As a club, you know, I don't really like their club.
The passion is definitely there, but there is a hatred there.
As an organisation, they're entitled and arrogant.
There's certain things about that football club that I don't like.
Feeling's pretty mutual.
Ah.
What a kick coming up. About 49 metres out, Jordan Dawson. Oh, it's
Chris. Oh, he's kicked out! He's kicked out!
When you lose a showdown at any time, but when you lose a showdown and kick out the siren, there's a bit of taste in your mouth.
Me and the fog, we might just say, you know, how much do you want to spend, mate, and then have a little go at it.
Oh. Triple M rocks the showdown.
Jeez. In.
Yeah. A lot of that driven by Port Adelaide. They've sat around and had a chat about it, you reckon, Joe?
I don't know.
For the theatre?
I don't know.
I love the theatre, don't get me wrong.
Has it come from above? Spruik it up. Let's get 45,000. Port's home game.
That's what I asked Tom Rockliffe yesterday. I said, is this just like a big build-up? And he said, that's what I thought before I got here from interstate. And he said, no, they hate each other.
Entitlement.
Bern, you've played in these damn things. What's it? You know, you've seen it and smelt it.
We didn't really have to say anything. It was just when the siren went. It was on. Yeah.
A lot of verbal out there.
I can't remember a showdown build-up that's had so many jabs in it, but it's mainly coming from Port, isn't it? The only thing that Tech said was, "Oh, the feeling's mutual."
Yeah.
What do you make of Port Adelaide asking for a separate press conference because they normally do them?
Hang on, so
together.
Run me through what's happened here, Greg.
Well, Port Adelaide. So they normally, of course, the two teams do them together, but Port
Nick's,
Adelaide,
Nick's and
this, sorry, Nick's and Kenny Hinckley normally do a combined press conference. But Port Adelaide, whether it was just Port the club or Ken, asked for a separate press conference.
Separate one. Doesn't even want to be next to Nixie.
Well,
I love this.
Maybe it's something to do later on. I don't know. But
did it have something to do with their first showdown press conference?
Well, apparently Kenny was left waiting.
For how long?
15 minutes.
Okay.
So he might have just cut up rough about that. And he's a busy boy. So he said, righto, when it comes around this time, I'll do mine now and then you do your separate.
Would that be arrogance demanding your own press conference?
That'd be a bit of self-entitlement, I would have thought, Jazz.
Culture stems from the top.
Oh, even G's waking up.
Here is Matty Nix's press conference today, and I thought he spoke beautifully for the 10 seconds that you hear it.
It's disappointing, isn't it? Disappointing. We're here, we're talking about arrogant and entitled, and we've got a superstar of the game about to retire. Unbelievable.
Oh, and he spent time at Port Adelaide too.
Was that two jabs to the chin of Kenny there?
Bang, bang, straight on. Kenny didn't even know where they come from. They landed before he saw it.
I've just visualised, I'm going to lie in bed tonight and visualise Darcy Fogarty starting at centre-half forward, the ball's in the air, 45,000 screaming fans, ball's bounced, Darcy beelines for Ollie Wines, bang.
I couldn't get you laying in bed out of
then
my head.
Then all in. Who's going to win, Byrne, our football expert?
Port Adelaide, 4 goals.
Wow.
Yep.
What?
Will you ask me?
Okay.
There.
Why, though? Whereabouts? Midfield?
I just think they're playing better footy. Their second half of the year's
been
very good.
But the Crows have won the last three,
Byrne. Yeah, I know, but I think Port are going better.
Are they?
Yep.
Okay.
So Robbie Gray back in, Riley Bonner has gone out for Port Adelaide and in for the Crows, Wayne Miller. Shane McAdam did his hamstring. But I'm going the Crows, Jars. I know it's, you know, Robbie Gray's last game. I just think the Crows.
These are hard games to predict anyhow. This could go down the last second like it was like, you know, when Jordan Dawson kicked that winning goal and you went.
Doesn't matter where they're on the ladder.
The ladder. Anywhere in the world.
Always seems close. Now, they always play in Australia, but.
No, but it doesn't matter. These are great games. And this should have been a Friday night game too, just quietly, not tomorrow night.
Well, they tried
this
that.
This is prime time.
No, the last one was Friday night, but they had a double-up game in Melbourne, remember?
That's right, correct.
They butchered that.
Yeah.
So we'd rather take the Saturday night.
Standalone.
Oh. Big crowd. And you know what, Jazz?
I'm going to watch.
No, but hang on.
Yes,
if there's no argy-bargy and no push and shove and no blood,
I'll
no
never
fight,
watch it again.
We're going to all be let down. So
if
the players, if you're listening on your way home in your car, you're going to get your
Rory
pasta.
Led.
Your pasta sauce.
That's
and, you
it,
know, you're sold on there so you don't cramp up.
Yes.
For God's sake, pack your boxing gloves.
Do something.
Don't think. Do. Yes, a few texts coming through. Yeah. 0488 51047. All about this buy jars we're talking about. This is from Daniel. Get rid of the buy. Football, AFL football is a war of attrition as well as skill. Fit list, fit guns at the right time.
Nice.
Dangerfield, cherry ripe for finals. Like Geelong have done. They've freshened up a few of their stars.
Managed them,
Bernie. Another one here, Nath from Parry Hills. Love Bernie's idea of a rolling fixture for round 23. That's all I said, though, rolling fixture. Yep. He's gone in a bit. I like this. Set up fixture for round 1 to 22.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you roll them out. Then at the conclusion of round 20, the round 23 fixture can be released with all the top 8 sides playing each other.
Mm.
Would add some real spice to the season and some excitement at round 20 as well.
Yeah,
about
where
and when your team's playing. Because it's going to be a big game, because if you're playing a team inside the 8, you could have 9th and 10th play each other, Jars, as well.
Yeah.
So potentially one of them get through. And they always talk about a wild card weekend for a team outside the 8 to get in. This could be a way of doing it.
Righto, like it. Now, we're off to a work function, aren't we? Very soon. Now, did I miss the memo?
What's happening?
Because it said smart casual. Now, Bernie's got a T-shirt and jeans on.
I've had one
ass jeans on.
I've got my R.M. Williams on. I'm dressed up.
Lemon.
I've got a shirt downstairs. I've got a PR card on shirt downstairs. congratulations to Chrissy Hall playing his 200th game for the Adelaide Crows Sandford side tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Eagles
been a wonderful player. Yeah. And he's well done. And Alex Spina, the North Adelaide captain, playing his 150th. So some big games tomorrow in the Sandford.
Good luck.
See you good luck.
Monday.
Well, let's look back on some of the best bits of Bernie Bluey and Jars this week on Triple M's Rush Hour.
After another big week on the Rush Hour.
Hang on, put Jars in at the start.
It's time for the highlight tapes. We were a man down last Friday with Bluey in Melbourne for a cricket reunion, and didn't the boys miss his company?
Good afternoon to you, Bernie Vince.
Good afternoon, Jars. How good?
Good afternoon to you, Greg Blewett. We can't find old Chuck
Lips. He told me he's not coming down to Port Adelaide. He doesn't want to park his car down.
Honestly.
But when Bluey returned, he told us some disturbing information about an Australian cricketing great.
Justin Langer. He cleans his golf ball after he finishes a round. But you know how he cleans them?
Oh, don't tell
me. Not a toothbrush.
He puts them in the dishwasher.
Oh.
Golf balls in the dishwasher? That's the strangest behaviour I've ever heard. Except perhaps...
You ever tried that, Greg? Pissing into the wind?
Yeah, I have.
And what happened?
Get wet?
No. Only his tears. He cries.
That's right.
Jeez. You cry when you wee.
Yeah, I do. But what's that got to do with the crows?
But you do, though. You do. When you do wee wees, you do cry.
You sort of...
What's happening?
I don't cry.
Also this week, we got some mail that Crows young gun Harry Schoenberg struggles to pronounce the number 3.
He used to count everyone down to sing happy birthday and go, 3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry, what for free?
I want to get free for free. Free for free.
So when Harry came on the show, Byrne was obviously conscious of not causing young Harry any embarrassment.
How many games have you won in a row?
3.
What's 29 plus 4?
29 plus 4 is 33.
15 divided by 5?
Oh, I see where this is going.
Harry! See it out! Buzz off!
What number did Ricky Ponting back for Australia?
No, I'm not answering.
Oh, you little love.
Come on, Harry, get a hold of yourself. You wouldn't find anyone else on this show who struggles with words.
Adrian Jadorio, I think. Which sport is Oscar Piastri associated with?
We really appreciate your support on the $1,000 mint.
You just not want to say minute, just 2 minutes.
The guys are going to catch up with Rod Marsh's son, Paul, AFL Players Association boss. Hey!
Moving on. It was a big week of footy news, and with Alistair Clarkson the name on everyone's lips, Jars wasn't afraid to make a big call.
That'll be Essendon, Greg.
Okay.
Alistair Clarkson will go and coach Essendon.
Lock it in. Clarko Dick.
Breaking news, fresh off the press room.
Well, they're saying that Alistair Clarkson will be the coach of North Melbourne in 2023.
If there's anyone I trust to deliver news on Alistair Clarkson, it's Jars.
Next Tuesday, there'll be an announcement to say that the Adelaide Crows have signed Alistair Clarkson to a 5-year deal, 1.4 a year.
And it wouldn't be a week on the Rush Hour without some first-class live reads.
The Savo on the Rush Hour, my loves, what do we got?
Well, AFL Players Association, Bosch.
Bosch?
What? Have you heard? Sky City are giving away 8 cars over 8 weeks. That's right. As a bronze, silver or skull ski...
Now we're...
And I didn't press the button.
We are completely.
Here we go. That's.
Poor G.
I know. I reckon we should just do it again.
Oh, my God.
Crows kick off their AFLW season in a grand final rematch against Melbourne on the 20 Friday. 25.
And that's the highlight tapes for this week.
Something got caught in the throat.